This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the principle of nation first has been the driving force behind India's transformation into a fast-growing, credible and reliable global power. Addressing a summit in New Delhi last night, the Prime Minister said the country's achievements over the past decade were rooted in trust, stability and a commitment to the larger global good.
Bharat fast-growing economy bhi hai, ek credible economy bhi hai. Aur Bharat rising power ke saath-saath super power tak le gaye. Lekin main itna zarur kahunga ki Bharat reliable power hai. Main bhi 2-3 din pehle G summit se lauta hoon. Aur duniya ka har neta, har desh is baat ko bhali bhanti samajhta hai. कि आज के भारत के लिए नेशन फर्स्ट ही सबसे बड़ा मंत्र है, सबसे बड़ा सिद्धांत है.
Referring to his recent participation in the G7 summit, Mr. Modi said, world leaders recognize India's unwavering commitment to putting national interests first, a philosophy that continues to shape the country's policies and development agenda. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in three categories: Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri. The President will confer 65 Padma Awards today. Union Minister of State for Minority Affairs and Minister of State for Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, George Kurian, has resigned from the Union Council of Ministers. President Draupadi Murmu has accepted the resignation of Mr. Kurian with immediate effect. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement will help Indian farmers, fishermen, artisans and small businesses to prosper globally and accelerate job creation. Writing an article for an English daily, the minister said that the agreement, which will come into force on the 15th of July this year, will provide comprehensive market access for Indian goods in the United Kingdom across a wide range of sectors. Uttar Pradesh government has taken action against four state government officials in connection with the Lucknow fire incident, which claimed lives of 15 students. The state police has registered a case against six individuals and arrested four accused persons last night. Four officials from the Lucknow Development Authority, Fire Department and Electricity Department have also been suspended following directives from the Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. At least 15 people, mostly students aged 16 to 25, died in the tragic fire yesterday afternoon. The fire broke out at an animation coaching center operating above a shop in the Purnia area of Aliganj, triggering panic among students. Nine students were injured and have been admitted at King George's Medical University, Lucknow. Most of the deaths were caused by suffocation. Iran has denied US Vice President J.D. Vance's claim that Tehran will allow nuclear inspectors back into the country after the first round of negotiations in Switzerland. In contrast, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has claimed that Tehran agreed to admit nuclear monitors into the country after ongoing negotiations. The number of confirmed Ebola cases in the Democratic Republic of the Congo has risen to over 1,000. The country's health authority has confirmed the death of 267 people. The overall case fatality rate stood at 25.5%. Indian equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, opened on a flat note this morning. Sensex was trading at 77,116 with the gain of 20 points, while Nifty was holding above at 24,098 points. In football, FIFA World Cup, Algeria thrashed debutant Jordan by 2-1 in a Group J encounter in Santa Clara, USA today. In another match, Norway defeated Senegal 3-2 in their Group I clash today at the New York Stadium and sealed their progress into the round of 32. And that is the end of this news bulletin.